Today I would like to do with you Perek Shira. I want to pick up the pace. I want to do with you three items in the list in Perek Shira. We were going through Perek Shira, we were doing one at a time, then we started doing two at a time. Today we're going to do three at a time. Today we're going to discuss the Mayan, the fountain. The Mayan sings Shira. The Yom, the day, sings Shira. And the Laila sings Shira. So let's discuss one at a time. In Perek Shira it says, the Mayan sings Shira. What is the song? Where did we find the Pasuk in Tanakh to find the song? What? That's not a song. Is that a song? Okay. But we're, so the pasuk is in Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim says, "Vishar." It's a very hard pasuk. Visharim ki choylelim kol mayonai boch. Now, what does that pasuk mean? I don't have no idea what that pasuk means. Now we know the word mayonai is the key word. Mayonai means my fountain. Kol mayonai boch. All of my fountains boch are focused on the way it's interpreted is in your salvation. Now the first two words are very difficult. Visharim, visharim means, this is the way the Mitzudos and Rashi and the Radak, this is the basic consensus of how it's interpreted. Visharim, in the future. Le'osid lavo, yashiru Yisrael. In the future, the word shara means to sing, and we're always looking for pasuk in Tanakh, Perek Shira, that was tradition. Who wrote Perek Shira? Many different opinions. Some say David wrote Perek Shira, some say Shlomo HaMelech wrote Perek Shira, some say, I don't remember all the details, but we're looking for pasuk in Tanakh that expresses the song of the fountain, the Mayon, the Sharim, Le'osilavu, in the end of days, the entire Klal Yisrael will sing, Kicholilin. What is kecholim? Kecholim is a very hard word to translate. It's open to a lot of interpretation. Simply, according to the Mitzvot, it means like the people who play the musical instrument called the chalil. What is the chalil? Flute. Okay, that's a question. Is it really a flute? Just like it appears that there were people who would sing as they played the flute. Does that mean that their singing was through the flute, or they would pause and sing, and then they would
sing while you're playing a flute?
So who says the chalil is a flute? Maybe the chalil is a string instrument, which would allow you, like people play guitar, right? That's very common. People play guitar, the guitar is not the main thing, it's the singing, right? They like to sing country music, they sing, and while they sing, they only use the guitar, most people, I mean, you see, I don't know, they use the guitar as a tool to assist them in singing. That would seem to indicate, if you translate the pasuk in this way, that the chalil is not the flute. Or the word kecholim is not the same word as the chalil. Kecholim is some type of musical instrument which was used as a tool to assist you in singing. A person would want to sing, but just to sing has no time. It has time, but it doesn't have the full flesh. So you take a musical instrument and you use it to help you, assist you in singing. As we very commonly relate to with the guitar. People who like to have kumzitz, so the kumzitz is the purpose of the kumzitz is to sing, and you like to take a little guitar to use it to help you, assist you in your singing. So that's what's going to be in the end of days. The end of days, the entire Klal Yisrael is going to sing, like those people who love to sing with this musical instrument called the kecholim. And what are they going to sing? What is going to be the words of the song? Different interpretations. The words of the song are going to be kol mayonai. All of my fountains, Bach, are dedicated to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bach means to you, you Hashem, who have brought about great salvation. It's a very hard pasuk to translate, it's very hard to understand. This is just one of many interpretations. But this is the song of the Mayan. Now let's use this as a springboard to understand the deeper meaning of what's taking place here. First of all, the Mayan, yeah.
Way out. Bach. Can you make sense out of that pasuk?
What?
With the word boch from bochet?
Maybe.
Because mayonot is liquid, cry, tears.
Okay, you're saying an idea which I'm going to touch upon. That okay, but boch means in you. Boch means you. Boch. Possibly. Now, what is the nature of a mayon? How does a mayon differ than the sea, than a river, than a lake? What is the characteristic that where a Mayan differentiates itself and more so than other bodies of water? Number one, the Mayan of a Mayan is that it's concealed. The source of the water of a Mayan is it's hidden. The Yamim are exposed. A river is exposed. A pond, a lake is exposed. A Mayan has a Mayan that's discussed by the commentators. The key Mayan of a Mayan is it's concealed, it's underground. The source of the water, of what flows, is hidden from man. And we know that anything that is healed, that is concealed, is bracha. Ein bracha mitsuya ella bedavar hasamoy min ha'ayin. Something which is not, is concealed, v'yidgu l'roi b'kerev ha'aretz, fish. Why do fish multiply more so than any other creature in this world? Because fish, their chlal, are hidden. You can't see the fish. The fish, you can see that swim, the shallow waters, you can see. Most of the time, the fish, they're deep down in the ocean, deep down in the river, deep down a body of water, they're concealed. They're covered. There's no ayin hara. When there's no ayin hara, ayin loyra asa, that brings bracha. So over here, when you take that idea into the, when you add that idea into the pasuk, it conveys that all of the hidden things, the hidden blessings of the world, come from Yuhakodesh Baruch Hu. And that is why this pasuk, the way the Mepharshim learned this pasuk, the pasuk alludes to the Mayan. It's a song that has yet to be sung, because the world that we live in today, we do not recognize in our existence today's times the hidden blessings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't realize what's going on. Only takes generations, years, lifetimes to look back in retrospect and to realize, why did that happen? Because if that did not happen, I would not be here today. It was a blessing in disguise. That concept is the concept of a Mayan. A Mayan is a source of bracha. Mayan represents the source of all life in this world, and it is concealed, it is hidden. It represents the idea that things are happening that are beyond us, and only later, at the end of days, visharim, will we come to a point in time in the future tense, will we sing and recognize, will sing with enormous joy and recognize that all of the hidden blessings in this world came from you. Everything that happened to us was a blessing in disguise. This is one idea. Another idea that is mentioned in reference to a Mayan is the concept of Chayim, of life. A Mayim is called in the Torah Mayim Chayim. Okay. Mayim Chayim, living water. Why is a Mayim a fountain called living water? We do not use that term in reference to a river. We certainly do not use that word in reference to an ocean. Why is a spring called Chayim? So there are two reasons. Number one, because it flows. A sea doesn't really flow. A river does flow, but it's missing the second element. It's something which flows. It's always in motion. Life is the main characteristic of life is you're always accomplishing, you're always doing something. The other important characteristic of a mind is it's continuous. Unlike a river, which flows only at certain times of the year, in the spring, after the summer, after the snow melts, the waters flow, but it comes a point in time at the end of the summer and in the beginning of the winter where it stops flowing. The characteristic of a Mayan is something which is continuous. It's loich, it's the way that it's used reference to in Tehillim and Tanakh, is its waters do not lie. Kazav. Meimav loy kazavu. They are not false. Emes is associated with the concept of continuous. In a ksuba, all gone to multiple weddings, when you hear them announced by the ksuba, they read the ksuba, and they say that this man promises to support his wife, to give her kavod and support, and all the whole long list of things. And the last word is, he gives all of these things bekushta. What does it mean, bekushta? What is that funny term? He promises to give his wife kavod and support in truth. What do you mean in truth? What is this, a lie? Is this whole ksuba a document of lies? The answer is, MS is a term which means continuously. Where do we get the word? How do we translate emes? We translate emes mean truth. What is truth? Truth means continuously, without any break. Where does this come from? This comes from a mayan. A mayan is described as a source of water whose waters do not lie. And that means the waters do not stop. They continuously flow without any interruption. Meaning that if something comes to an end, something stops, something is not continuous, it's a lie. If it's continuous, it's the opposite of a lie, which means that it's true. So MS means continuously. When a man promises his wife an exuba is, he will give her honor, he will support her continuously. He will not one day say to his wife, listen, I'm out of here. I'm going on vacation from you for a couple of months, a couple of years. I'll be back in 3 months, and in the meantime, you fend for yourself. That's not what he promised her in the ksuba. In the ksuba, he promised to take care of her continuously without any hefsek. So this is what the song of the Mayan. The Mayan is that we serve Hashem with emes. We serve Hashem continuously. There are no breaks. It's like Daf Yomi. There's no day that goes unaccounted for. Whether it's Yom Kippur, whether it's Tisha B'Av, whether it's a 3-day Yom Tov, it's continuous. This is the song of the Mayan. The Mayan is a song of continuity without any break. Now, this is the simple interpretation of the pasuk. Now, I saw other interpretations are very, very interesting. There is a medrash. And the medrash appears in Parshas B'Shalach, where after the Chayishol came tomorrow, the waters were bitter. And there's a very curious expression, where when they complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, the waters are bitter, Moshe took some gall wood, some bitter substance, and he threw it into the water, and it says the waters were healed. So the medrash explains, why did the Torah use the word the waters were healed? And the answer given is that Mayanos, springs, are the source. It's a medrash. You have to ask a scientist if this is really how modern science relates to this concept. Springs are the source of all illnesses and all healings, refuels, medicines in the world. If we really knew, every disease can be cured by a certain mayon in the world. Everyone knows about the
mayon of youth.
In Eretz Yisrael, Chamei Tveria, there are certain springs. People travel all over the world that they'll dip in this spring. It will bring healing. There's truth to it. We don't know about all these mysterious springs. But a spring doesn't just have water. There are certain minerals which come from the spring which provide man with healing. And if we really knew, we'd be able to cure every single illness in this world by extracting the minerals and immersing in the various springs to be found throughout the entire world. And for that matter, it appears that the Zelum Azed, that the Mayanos also can be a cause of illness, of a harm. The Medrash goes on to say, when Chizkiyo HaMelech, he hid or destroyed the Sefer HaRefuos, we know there was a Sefer HaRefuos, there was a book which had the secret to every single illness in the world. And it was available to the entire world. And anyone that was sick, they opened up, they went on, they looked at this book, they found the cure, they were healed. Chizkiyo HaMelech, he saw that people began to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were no longer relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were relying upon this book. So what did he do? He took the book and he destroyed it. Why did he destroy it? In order that a people should come to place their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal gave Chizkiyahu credit. They gave him high praise for hiding the Sefer HaRefuos. The Medrash says, what exactly was written in the Sefer HaRefuos? It was written the geographical location of every single Mayan, that this particular Mayan is a cure for this particular disease. That wasn't just a collection of herbs and a collection of remedies and potions and mystical things that cured. It was a list of Mayanos, geographical locations of where to find a refuah for a certain type of diseases. This is what it says. The fascinating medrash to look at refua. The shorish of refua can be found in a mayim. Now, what's so amazing is that idea of the farshim tie into this pasuk. The pasuk here says v'sharim kecholim. So I translated you the word kecholim. There refers to a musical instrument like a guitar. That us lover, we're going to sing. Klal Yisrael is going to sing the same way people who like to sing, they sing with this musical instrument, they use it as an instrument to inspire them to sing. We're going to sing, and what are we going to say? Now, what are we going to say? We're going to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are our spring. You are the source of our bracha. All of the hidden blessings, that's what I told you before, all of our hidden blessings come from you. Other commentators learn the word kicholim comes from the word illness. Achoyle. Choyli. Choyli. So the sharim kicholim is to be interpreted is that when the time comes, we will sing like a person who is miraculously cured from his illness. A person who's on his deathbed, and the doctor has given up hope, and then miraculously he recovers. He comes to shul, he makes a suda saida, and he gives shavach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being cured from his illness. And we will say, where did our refuah come from? Well, the refuah, where does all the refuah come from? According to the Medrash in Parash B'Shalach, refuah comes from the Mayan. It comes from various springs. Every single illness can be cured al derech hateva if we were to know exactly which spring to go to and where to extract the various minerals for refuah. But Klai Yisrael will sing, Kol Mayonai Bach. All of my springs, all of the sources of refuah are Bach, are to be found in you, Hashem. Hashem is the true source of refuah. A person that knows how to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a moon of pshuta. Hashem is the Rofei Chinam. Hashem can provide for a person refuah. There's a whole new interpretation which opens up a whole new understanding of this pasuk. It takes a medrash, takes a word, and takes a mind, and makes a lot of sense out of this pasuk. V'sharim kecholim, the time will come when we will sing like people who are healed from illness. And what will we sing? We'll say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our source of refuah, our medicine comes from you, Hashem. You are the Rofei Chinam, the Rofei Choli Amo Yisrael Kol Ma'ayonai Boch, all of our springs of healing come from you. And that's a second tradition. Now we'll go to another interpretation, where the word kicholim is a word that refers to women. Okay, the Medrash or the Mefarshim explained that the word, this musical instrument, kicholim, is a musical instrument that was only used by women. Do you ever hear such a thing? Is it such a thing today? Is there such a thing today where you have a musical instrument that's reserved for women? Never heard such a thing, right? No such thing.
Well, harps were thought to be initially for women.
Only for women.
Their fingers were more dexterous than men.
Interesting. So there is something to it.
But Neville, we do hear Neville being
yeah,
played.
No, I mean, there's equality now.
We live in a different world today. So there's some of the Farshim interpret this expression. This expression, Kol Mayonai Bach, is a shira that is reserved for women. Now let me take a step back before we come back into the pasuk. When was the only time in the history of Klal Yisrael, at least in our Chazal, where women were major participants in Simcha? Sukkot. Well, okay, it's true. The Kriyas Yam. But let's talk about on a continuous basis, is Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they constructed a balcony. Now that's pretty modern for the time. Say in the ancient times, women were not really participate in Jewish life. I mean, in at least in the public way. Here in the Beis HaMikdash, they constructed a very elaborate balcony. Before they had balcony, Ezras Nashim. What was the Ezra? Why is it called the Ezras Nashim? The whole year, women really weren't there unless they came for Korbanos. It was because on the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the woman would congregate in this location, in this section. Originally they were on the same level, then they moved to this level, then they put them on top, and they would observe the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. What was Simchas Beis HaShoeva? They would draw Mayim from the Shisim, from the Mayon, from a fountain of water, the Shiloach, and they would pour the water on the Mizbeach, Ushaftim Mayim Besasan. They would draw water from the Mayon with joy, and they would dance. There was simcha. and who would be there to participate. It was essential that the noshim, the women, would come to participate in this great simcha. That's why in this pasuk, so the answer is, when it comes to a mayan, a fountain, women are associated with this concept called a mayan. Because a woman, I guess you can say the reproductive organs of a woman are called a mayan. They continuously renew, they bring bracha, they continuously renew themselves once a month with a new source, a new fountain of potential to bring into this world life. What is a mayan? Mayan is called mayim chayim. It's the source of life. What is a woman? A woman is a source of chayim. She brings, when a woman conceives, she brings into this world new life. Where does that come from? It comes from her mayan, her fountain. Chazal use that terminology very often when dealing with a woman who's a nida, a woman who's a zava. There is a flow of dam. That dam is when that potential has not been utilized to bring forth chayim into this world, then the mayim turns into dam. We have also the same idea when it comes to the makos, the ten makos. The ten makos, the mayim, turned into dam. Woman, she has potential to bring into this world chayim. When that chayim does not go forward and produce life, then it turns into dam nida, dam ziva. The woman's reproductive organs are called a mayon, which bring forth life. Therefore, on Sukkos, when Klal Yisrael celebrated the concept of Ushaftim Mayim B'Sason, who had a major portion of this celebration? Noshim. And that's why the Noshim were there in the Ezras Noshim on a balcony participating in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And that's why in this pasuk we refer specifically to women. This Sharim, the day will come when Klal Yisrael will sing Kecholim, like the people who play this musical instrument which is reserved for women. And what is the song? The song of a woman is Kol Mayonai Bach, all of my springs, my sources of life that I can bring forth into this world are all dedicated Bach to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve you, to give life to this world, a life of emes, a life of chayim. Okay, that is another idea that relates to this very beautiful pasuk of a mayan. And let's quickly go to the next one for today of the day. Now, by the way, we're now going into the second section of Perek Shira. It's divine, different parakim. The first Perek dealt with more abstract parts of Bria. Now we're going to more specific things. We're coming into the day. What is the song? Everyone knows this pasuk. Yom liyom yabia omer v'layla l'layla yichaved oas. Another pasuk in Tehillim Perek Yutes. Yom liyom, one day to the next day, yabia omer. Yabia means it speaks. Yabia is a fancy word for expressing itself. It gives forth words. V'layla l'layla, and one evening speaks to the next evening. What are the words? Well, you have to really go forward in the pasuk. Ein omer, the ein devarim, beli nishma kolam. They speak, but there are no words. Okay, you have to take this pasuk together with the next pasuk. Okay, we're searching. The Perek Shira is taking a concept and is searching in Tanakh for a pasuk where song is being expressed. We don't just want to take a pasuk anywhere that mentions the word yom. We're looking for a pasuk where this item is actually speaking. What's so unique about the day is, the pasuk says the day speaks. Who does the day speak to? One day speaks to the next day. Days are a collection of Avraham, Zokain, Bo Bayamim. One day by itself is nothing. A day only has significance when the day is collected as a part of a greater whole of many days. Each day is choshev relative to the next day. So yom liyom, one day to the next day, yabia expresses Omer, words. Omer means words, Dibur. V'layla l'layla, and one evening to the next evening, to another evening, Yechaveh, Yechaveh is also a word which means to express, to utter. Das, intelligent understanding, words which are intelligent. What do they say to each other? The next pasuk goes on to say, there are no words. Ein Omer, ve'ein Dvarim, there is no word, there is no Davar. Beli nishma kolam, their sound is not heard. So what does this pasuk mean? So there's a beautiful medrash shechatah that explains this. It's very powerful musar for man. We know in the Torah there's a prohibition to borrow money with ribbis, or to lend money with ribbis, to lend money and demand interest. It's also forbidden. If you want to do it, you have to have heter isko, all different tikkunim. The world needs a little interest, so there's heter isko, a whole way to restructure the loan as a business venture, not as a loan. What is so terrible? What is so terrible? Why did the Torah tell us over and over, don't lend your friend money with interest? The answer is really based upon this pasuk, because when you demand interest, you are making a statement: I am better than you. I am more secure than you. I don't need anything. I am independent. I am secure. But you're weak. And therefore, if you need my assistance, you're going to have to pay for it. But the truth is, there will come a point in time when you will need to come on to the assistance of someone else. So in the big picture of things, when you are giving someone a loan, you're helping someone out, it's not because you're better than him. It's not because you're more stable. The time will come when you will need his assistance. What do we mean? Let me explain. It'll become clear when I explain with this pasuk Yom Yom. The truth is, there's a day. How long is a day in time? A day is only 12 hours. A day is 24 hours in total. The daylight hours are 12 hours. The nighttime hours are 12 hours. So what's the grand total is 24. The problem is, when you go, that's only true twice a year, the equinox, in the spring and the summer. Then it's exactly 12 and 12. But when you go to the winter, what happens? The nights get longer and longer. And the days get shorter and shorter. So where did the daylight hours go? If a day was meant to be exactly 12 hours, and now the day is only 10 hours, what happened to those 2 hours? Where did they go? The night borrowed. The night, the world needs there to be a winter. Winter serves a purpose. And part of the purpose of the winter, the night has to be longer. The night needs some more time. It needs first 13, then 14 hours, then 15 hours, 16 hours. The night needs a little bit more in order for it to accomplish its role in existence. But the night only has, and was allotted at the time of Maya Sibiratius, 12 hours. So how is the night, the Laila, to go about accomplishing its mission in Bria, in creation, when it only has 12 hours, and it needs 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 hours? What's it going to do? It has to take out a loan.
Oh.
So where does it get its time from? The day. The day is kind enough to give me an hour. Give me another hour, and then it takes less. When does the night pay back the day? Because it comes a time during the year where the day has a role, a mission to accomplish, and it needs more time. Where does it get its time from? It borrows from the night. So it comes out that through the entire year, there's always borrowing and lending that is taking place between the day and the night. So now in this world, if you want to borrow, you want to lend, you want to take out a mortgage, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. The lawyers, you gotta go to a bank, it's not so simple. You have documents, you have to sign only 1,000 different documents, sign here, sign here, sign there. It's not so simple. So if the night and the day are constantly lending, you would think there should be a complex set of documents and shavuos and oaths and agreements, stipulations and conditions that are done between the night and the day. It's exactly what the pasuk says. Yom liyom yabia omer v'layla l'layla yichaved oas, which means according to the Medrash, the night and the day are talking to each other. So the way the Medrash really learns is that the night, the day, is Yabi Omer. Who is the day talking to? I told you, it means one day is speaking to the next day. According to the Medrash, the day is talking to the night. And the night is talking to the day. The Yom Liyom, one day, Yabi Omer to the night. I need to borrow an hour. I need to borrow an hour. The night also speaks, Yechavedas. I need also to borrow an hour. They speak to each other. They make arrangements, stipulations. Can I borrow? Can I lend? Borrow, lend. You would think there would be a contracts, stipulations, shvuos.
No.
With that,
it's interest-free.
Ain Omer, why is interest-free? Because you need me, I need you. But still, maybe one of us will cheat from the other. I'll give you a little bit more, I'll give you less. We're honest. Ain Omer, Yom Yom Yabi Omer, Ain Omer V'Ain Dvarim B'li Nishmo Kolam. It's self-understood. You need my help? You got it. You don't have to say one word. Night, you need another hour? You got it. Day, you need another hour? You got it. Don't mention. You don't have to go to the bank. You don't have to have a guarantor. You don't have to sign a contract. You don't have to say one word. It's self-understood. Bili nishma koilon. Because we're honest. Built into the Bria is a sense of integrity, honesty, and it's not necessary to go through all of these shenanigans. That's the Musar, that is the ultimate Shira. For man to be able to be honest with his friend and not to need guarantors and documents and a shvu in Bezdin and a promise here and a promise there and fighting. Ein Omer ve'ein Dvarim b'li nishma kolam. I'll cover your back, you'll cover my back, and we'll all come out even, everything will be fine. That is the ultimate Shira we aspire to emulate the Yom and the Laila. It's a very beautiful, it's a Medrash. It's nothing more than a Medrash. It's a Musa Haskell to learn from what the Shira of the day, the Shira of the Yom. Okay, one more last thing quickly. Let's go to the night. The night is a very popular Pasuk. Vahagid Baboyger Chastecha V'emunoscha Balelos. The Shira of the night is Emunah Balelos. Two short ideas. If you would expect that if the Shira of the night is about the night, why does the Shira of the night follow Boker? You could find the pasuk somewhere in Tanakh that is exclusively dedicated to the night. But the pasuk that we use to express the song of the night begins with an expression of song for the day. Lehagid. We need the word lehagid. Lehagid is critical for Perek Shira. There has to be some verb which conveys the idea of Dibur. Lehagid. Baboker, in the morning, your kindness, v'emunascha, and your faith, balila. So the answer is, night represents darkness. Darkness is the difficult times of life.
Choshech.
When it's not obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling the world. The pasuk is teaching that the way for a person to acquire emuna is by looking at boker. You only can come to emuna, v'emunascha balelos, when you see boker. Person goes through a period into a difficult time in life, and then there's salvation. Boker, he survived. How did I get through this? I never imagined I'd be able to pull through a very difficult situation, and I came through pretty good. Boker came, daylight came, redemption came. Then you forget about it, you go further, and now you come to another difficult period in your life. Darkness. How am I going to get through this period of darkness? The answer is, look back at the previous Boker. The previous Boker came only through miracles, only through the Yad Hashem, through Hashkocha Pratis. The same way you had a Boker in the past, you need not worry, you'll be able to survive, to prevail, to overcome the foul, the Choshech that's coming forward. So that's what the Pasuk is telling us, the Hagim Buk Chastecha. How is a person be able to express Emuna? It's by focusing and recognizing that you've already experienced in your life many periods, episodes of boker. The same way you were zocher to one boker, you'll be zocher to another boker, and therefore through the difficult night, you'll be able to have a moon. Okay, that's one popular idea. Another very popular idea, which is very profound, and it's scary, is the difference between the the word boker and the word lelos. Boker is lashon yochid, one boker. Lelos is lashon rabin.
Yeah.
You would expect the pasuk to be consistent. Lahagid babikorim chastecha ve'emunas chabalelos, or to say lahagid baboker chastecha ve'emuna balayla. That's not what it says. It says one boker, and it says plural lelos, which is very spooky. Which basically means that in life, there are a lot more lelos than there is boker. There are a lot of dark times, but the Musar Haskel is that's all part of the. See that what was the question that we started with? The question we started with is, why are you using a pasuk that mentions boker for shira for the night? Why, if you were writing Perek Shu, if you were in David HaMelech's shoes, or in the shoes of Shlomo HaMelech, or all the other people, something Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote Perek Shira, all of the great people, and you were assigned the task to find the pasuk in Tanakh where the nighttime speaks and gives forth song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you would not pick up a pasuk which begins with a song, an expression of the boker, Lahagid Baboker. But the answer is, this pasuk is extremely profound because we're using boker as a way to expand the scope of the emuna balelos. I have so much faith in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though the laila relative to the day is plural, meaning there are many lelos, there are many dark times, and the boker in life is only once in a while, it's only singular, it doesn't matter. I'm still willing to give forth shira, shevach, v'hoidot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite the fact that it's not proportionally equal. That's all part of emuna. All part of emuna is, don't expect it to be, samcheinu kimos inusanu. We ask Hashem to give us simcha equal. Samcheinu, give us simcha, Kimosini sanu, equal to the time that you afflicted us. That's what we would like. But when you're going through a challenging time of emuna, the emuna has to be with the understanding that it's not always like that. There's always the reality where the lelos are plural and the boker is singular. And yet there's shira. So it's using boker as a means to expand the scope of the shira of the lelos. Yeah.
At both ends of boker is lelos.
At both ends of...
In other words, you have Lila, Boker, Lila. So therefore,
well, you can say the way around. At both, yeah. Both ends.
No, I want to say that's why we have...
Vayera, Vayivi, Boker. Okay, so those are three in our list. Have a wonderful day. Take care.